This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Large part of the broadcast here. Take that audio down, please. We spent a large portion of the broadcast here talking about Roger Stone and all the things that are going on here. But again, this is them caught red-handed, lying to the public, saying they didn't stage the raid, saying they didn't involve CNN, and it's all right there, Roger. We've got some of the final clips coming up next segment, but it's just mind-boggling that this goes on and all the lying by this embedded group of criminals that the Clintons and others put in at the FBI. What a scourge of snot-nosed rats. And why is everyone so scared of them?
Well, in fact, the president just appointed a new number two at the FBI as the anti-terrorism chief, who is a deep state colleague of Robert Mueller. Mr. President, please wake up. Appoint somebody you actually know. Somebody who is loyal to the goals of your administration. Stop appointing Clintonite, Bushite criminals to these positions. It is really extraordinary. So, look, Alex, as you know, they're trying to lock me away for 45 years, which is what I would get if I am found guilty, potentially, of the things that I am not guilty of, that I have pled innocent to. This is a witch hunt. I am being targeted because I appear on InfoWars. I'm being targeted because I work with Alex Jones. I'm being targeted because I supported Donald Trump for president. I'm being targeted because I helped defeat the evil queen, Hillary Clinton, and because I wrote the Clinton's War on Women, which you can buy right now at the InfoWars.com store. The definitive oppo breakdown on Bill and Hillary Clinton, available at the InfoWars.com store at a great price. This chilling video shows red-handed that CNN is busted, that Sarah Murray is a liar, that Wolf Blitzer, who has the worst breath of anybody on television, by the way, is a liar, not a journalist, a con man, not a journalist, a huckster, not a journalist, a liar. These people are beyond the pale. CNN is not a news organization, and they have worked hand in glove with the deep state to attempt to paint a picture of me as public enemy number one. This is a crime. The leak of an arrest, the leak of a warrant, the leak of an indictment is a crime. Sarah Murray is guilty of a crime. CNN is guilty of a crime. There are members of the Mueller task force who have committed a crime. Mr. Whitaker, do you believe in the rule of law? Are you afraid of these people? When will the president take action? We need a new special counsel who needs to target these globalist criminals. They're the ones who are in bed with Russia. They were the ones who took $145 million from the Russian energy company. They're the ones who schlepped the uranium samples to Stockholm for the Russians to inspect before they closed the deal. That's treason. The penalty for treason is execution. It's capital punishment. Hillary, my friends, is eligible. That is the largest treasonous crime in American history. Now you see the agents swarming my front door. You see two agents holding assault weapons, aiming through the window. This is chilling. There's a side window there. You see he's looking in the window. I did not come down the stairs. He's listening. Now he pounds on the door, but he doesn't say anything. All I hear is a pounding. Now he pounds on the door again and yells, FBI. I'm coming down the staircase. I open the door looking down the barrel of two assault weapons. You can see me putting my hands in the air because I don't want to be shot. Maybe it's a good thing CNN is there. Because I might have been shot, and you see them handcuff me.
Because Mueller got put in by Bush and the Clintons, and he's the president. I mean, they rule America. They're going to open the borders up. They're going to kill babies after they're born, and they're just going to wander around in their white shoeboy suits and do it all. And I guess we could never get to Blur in the Face's house. We're just going to hear it all coming up good. I don't give a damn anyways. Bunch of crap. Bunch of idiots.
In all honesty, these people, some of them have to be prosecuted.
Yeah, they need to be prosecuted.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Stone exclusively joins us, and we're going to go through all this footage and be posting it to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we go through it. But we'll show his wife being marched out in a moment. But I think overshadowing all of this, Roger, is that this is a political witch hunt. You weren't indicted for any Russian collusion. And they've been caught lying to the press again. They've been caught lying to Congress. They've been caught lying to everybody about what they did. And I think this raid has really blown up in their face. But you can't overstate how big it is to have CNN on tape being directed by the FBI, with the FBI and others saying they didn't even know CNN was there, when obviously they did. The camera's right there with the men all walking around it and talking to the reporter. They just blocked off the streets. Yes, they staged this. So the arrogance to lie to the people, it just shows terminal level hubris or chutzpah.
Well, Alex, this the footage we just showed of my poor wife being perp walked out in the street. Hashtag Nydia Stone did nothing wrong. She's not accused of any crime. Why is she being abused like this? This breaks my heart. This is outrageous that this can happen in America. She and her family fled Fidel Castro's gulag. There she is. Why is she being manhandled? This makes no sense to me. It's hard for me to believe that this can actually happen in America. Mr. President, I hope you see this. There you see those courageous FBI agents putting tape over the cameras. Now the sun has come up. That's why we've switched to color. Senator Graham, please question that man with the beard. Find him and question him in front of your committee. Ask him who gave the orders for this. That's a cover-up. You see, they want to cover up their criminality. And they thought they took this tape. They didn't realize they left this tape behind. I turned this tape over to the House and Senate investigators. I did not leak it to Sinclair. But now that it's out there in a truncated version, Alex, I want to thank you for having the courage to show all of it. For having the courage to show CNN colluding with the FBI in violation of the law. Somebody has to be prosecuted. Sarah Murray, S-A-R-A, Sarah Murray. You can find her on Instagram. You can find her on Facebook. She has not told the truth about this. Why was she calling me to ask me my home address the day before the raid if CNN now says that they've been staking out my house every Friday for months? But the security video shows that that's a lie. Josh Campbell, now at CNN, former special assistant to FBI Director James Comey. What did he know, and when did he know it? This is the most obvious setup I've ever seen. And right now, while we're showing this to you, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, begging for copies of this footage so they can edit it, so they can cut CNN's cameraman out of the picture, so they can give you a false impression. Oh, look at them take down the criminal Roger Stone. No, only here at InfoWars will you see the unedited, untouched-up version. Alex, I want to thank you again for having the courage to show this, because there aren't many journalistic outlets that would have this courage. You've had the cojones to take on the globalists for 25 years. Maybe this is why we are kindred spirits. Like you, I will never quit. I will never give up. But as I said earlier in the show, the survival of InfoWars as a viable media platform is essential to my survival and to my ultimate vindication. If I cannot come here on InfoWars and tell people the truth, then there is zero chance that I can survive. And let me assure you, if the judge survives, decides to gag me, I will have no choice but to adhere to the court's order. But my daughter will speak out. My son will speak out. My wife will speak out. We will not have our First Amendments as a family abridged. They may try to abridge my First Amendment rights. The courts will address that. I obviously am, because of judge shopping by the Mueller investigation, I'm in front of the same activist liberal judge who gagged Paul Manafort in violation of his First Amendment rights. I'm not going to talk about the case. I'm going to do that talking in court. But people need to understand this is a fixed deal. And the fact that I would go to trial in the District of Columbia, there you see it. Can this really happen in America? I'm 66 years old. I don't own a gun. I don't have a valid passport. I've destroyed no evidence, and I'm accused of a series of nonviolent process crimes. Yet there are your tax dollars at work, opening the door, staring down the barrel of a gun. Yes, Senator Graham, the man with the beard, question him. Who ordered him to do this? Let's find out.
Roger, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. I guess that hearing's coming up tomorrow. We'll know more. I guess we'll be in the war room coming up today, and we'll have these clips more organized maybe by then, because I had a whole other clips we haven't even seen. We didn't play, and I'm not bitching. You just get all this footage, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it. And so we're going to have things more in an orderly format today, obviously, on the war room, 3 to 6 p.m., so we can go over all of this and just, you know, have it all condensed down. Like, here is the first time the CNN talks to the FBI, second time, third time, and then here's the raid, and, you know, here's the wife coming out, and then, you know, here's Attorney General Whitaker saying he's investigating it, because this is a really big deal. This is a big deal. They've said that they didn't give the warrant to CNN, even though they were dumb enough to send it to you and show they did. That's a felony. And they're just committing so many damn crimes. It just shows us what a horrible group of criminals that we've got inside our government, and then a bunch of yes men that just do whatever they're told. So God bless you, StoneDefenseFund.com. We'll talk to you very soon, Roger.
Well, Alex, I think we may want to think about doing a special emergency broadcast this weekend. If I'm not gagged, I would be happy to join you, because you have the courage to lay it out for the American people. You don't pull any punches, and you tell the truth. That's why they're so desperate to gag you. Yes, folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. And help me in this epic struggle. I'm looking to raise $2 million to defend myself. And when you're finished there, go to the InfoWars.com store. By the way, Alex, I got to tell you this. Stacking BrainForce Plus and TurboForce is the most incredible, energizing combination I've found. I'm working long days. I'm doing as much media as I can to tell people the truth and try to raise this money. And my energy has had such an incredible lift by that combination of TurboForce, which for my money is the very best product you and the scientists you work with have come up with. But when you combine it with BrainForce Plus, which I've sworn by since I first came to work for you, this is an incredible combination. And it doesn't leave you feeling wired or nervous or jumpy the way the Ephedra-laced energy drinks do, like Red Bull. This gives you a subtle but deep, energized feeling. It gives you real mental and physical focus. So I want to congratulate you for this incredible product, and I recommend taking it with BrainForce Plus. Both of them available right now at the InfoWars.com store. This is what's getting me through my days. This is what
well, you are. You do have more energy than usual. You have a lot of energy. Look, I know we go out and we say, what is the best-selling formula out there for nootropic? Something similar to Brain Force, we just make it better and lower cost. What's the hottest market? Well, pre-workout or long-term energy stuff that doesn't give you a crash. Well, let's just take whatever the best formulas are and make it even better, lower the price. That's what we do. And again, the Brain Synergy Combo only has 2 reviews. That just went up. The bad guys always hit the reviews when they first go up and give fake reviews. But once there's time, they always do it. So let's show the review for Turbo Force by itself. Go there and you'll see the massive positive reviews. It's on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you go. And you can just click on, scroll down a little bit there for TV viewers. Just scroll down a little bit.
I speak from experience, Alex. This combination works better than anything I have tried. So there's a testimonial that's not rigged, that's not phony. Try this combination, folks. Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus. It is keeping me fighting 24 hours.
Thank you, Roger. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to print the reviews for Turbo Force. I'm going to read some of those when we come back from Turbo Force by itself. That's been getting reviewed a few weeks. 92% right there. A whole bunch of 5 stars. It's amazing. And it really pisses the left off that we have reviews at the third-party sites. They can't stand it. Thank you, Roger.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is not, Congressman.
You know that, and I know that.
Right, because Paul Manafort was indicted. There is no sentence in the Constitution that says the president's children can't be indicted, correct?
Congressman, you can give me the whole list. I mean,
No, I'll give you three more.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
There is no sentence in the United States Constitution that says that the president's children cannot be indicted.
There's no sentence in the U.S. Constitution that says the vice president can't be indicted, correct?
That's correct.
Right. There's no sentence in the U.S. Constitution. This is my last one. There's no sentence in the U.S. Constitution that says the sitting president of the United States cannot be indicted, correct?
Congressman, because that is the opinion of the Office of...
Yeah, I don't actually care what DOJ policy is. I'm asking about the Constitution.
With the practices of the Department
of Justice. Mr. Whitaker, it's just a yes or no question.
Years.
Mr. Whitaker, I'm asking you the facts.
Under both administrations.
After this hearing, you can spin the Constitution all you want. As you sit here today, you just have to answer a factual yes or no question. I'm going to make it even easier for you. There's no sentence in the Constitution that says, quote, the sitting president of the United States cannot be indicted, unquote. Correct?
Congressman?
Yes or no?
As you know, I would
have it
for you
right here.
I have a copy myself.
Right. So is that sentence of this Constitution? It's not, correct? I'm not trying to trick you. It's not a hard question.
It's a founding
document of our federal government. Is that sentence in this Constitution?
Congressman, you and I both know that the way that the OLC opinion is written...
I'm asking about the Constitution, the founding...
question as to why the President of the United States...
I'm just asking about the Constitution.
...sitting President of the United States can't be indicted.
I'm just going to... Mr. Chair, I'm just going to submit the U.S. Constitution for the record and say, no, that sentence is not in there. Now we're going to move on.
All right, let's stop right there. I wanted to play that clip. That happened about 15 minutes ago. I was just in the break room during the break getting a cup of coffee, and they had another congresswoman literally saying, Trump is hurting children on the border. We must end the border. When these are smugglers, who knows, just showing up with kids, and they admit that. This is the assault on the very nature and the existence of our country. I appreciate Trends Forecaster, a good friend of mine, Gerald Celente, joining us to talk about all of this. And he's got a raft of big issues he's going to get into. But first off, I don't normally hype, but I know when something's so big that it's not going to get attention. I'm going to try to fight it getting attention. And that was three different clips of the CNN reporters showing up with the FBI, being directed by the FBI, when the FBI denied all of this, and when they've been caught lying. Gerald, trendsresearch.com, for me, this is just a huge issue, because Sinclair got a little clip of this. Roger wasn't going to release it till the government leaked it. He's not sure who leaked it. He had copies, so he overnighted it to us. We've been working on it. We tried to blur faces out and the wrong file played. I mean, just like the government screwed up and didn't find the DVR to hide this. We got a great crew, but it's like when something's in a rush, it's like this, like gremlins invade. It's like Laurel and Hardy. I thought I had the footage the first hour. We didn't get it till, end of the second, then it train wrecked, which is fine, whatever. The point is that this is crazy that they're in public, they're doing this, is legal and lawful. I just don't want to show their faces. At the same time, they've been caught lying. The higher-ups have done this. To me, it's just sensational how this illustrates CNN in collusion with Mueller.
I watched the video on InfoWars, and it was quite disgusting on a number of levels. One of them, as you point out, letting the prostitutes know what's going to be going on before they even inform his attorneys, and treating him like a criminal. And I'm thinking about all these boys and girls dressed up in their military drag, playing tough guys and tough women with all these weapons that they're carrying and all the body armor, to go arrest a guy like that. And America talks about other countries. Could you imagine if this happened in Russia? If the Russians did that to somebody that was speaking out in favor of
someone? Look what Putin does to the press.
Yeah, again, could you imagine if the Russians did that and we saw a clip and then him, and then Roger, you know, outside with handcuffs behind him like he's a criminal? So again, what kind of people would execute this kind of phony order? And that's our FBI? So how low can you go? Well, they showed you. And the other point I want to make, just listening to that clip that you were playing, I don't know what arrogant little jerk Congress boy that was talking. Is this line in the Constitution? Is this line in the Constitution? Hey, a lot of lines aren't in the Constitution. Does the Constitution say that we got a bunch of morons running the government, we should get them out of there? No, that's not in there. What kind of questioning is that to say, is this line in the Constitution? It could be any line you could put in the... This is how stupid they are. And all of this is... And again, I got my problems with Trump. One of them is what's going on with Venezuela. But that's all this has been since the beginning of his election, is the overthrow of Trump. And that's all they're wasting America's time, money, and energy on, rather than putting it into a positive way and victimizing someone like Roger Stone in a video that clearly shows the military aspects of our so-called protect the police that are supposed to protect us.
And, you know, I agree with you because I've read what you said about we don't want to take over Venezuela because then we own that problem. But their border's collapsing and Russia and China are trying to manipulate. So what do you think Trump does about Venezuela?
You mind your own business, because every foreign entanglement that we have gotten into, look what they have created. Great job over there in Afghanistan. Oh, wonderful, wonderful over there in Iraq. We're bringing democracy. Hey, how about Libya? Democracy destroyed the richest country in the region. Oh, how about Syria? Assad has to go. We don't like what that guy's doing. We're going to bring in democracy. Hey, how about Nicaragua? Want to go to Honduras? If we go into Venezuela, they've already had about 3 million people leave the country over the last, you know, 3 years. And you could also thank Obama's sanctions going back before that have put pressure. The economic sanctions are warfare against the people. What are they bringing in? A guy like Elliot Abrams, a convicted war criminal, to be the head of bringing democracy there? This is the guy that was championing what they were doing back in the day with the Iran-Contra scandals and other supporters of people, of dictators in that area. No, America only, we mind your own business. Stay on.
We'll be right back with Gerald Celente to get more into where he sees things are going with Trump. And another clip I just saw during these hearings, where they're acting like if we stop anybody at the border, it's mass murder. But they don't care about killing babies after they're born. That's the new Democrat policy. We'll cover it all with Gerald Celente from Trends Research. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. His site's TrendsResearch.com. Spread those links.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're going back to Gerald Celente in a moment. I want to get his take on this before we look at the 2020 field and the economy and Trump trying to pull troops out of Afghanistan and Syria and being demonized and attacked, where he sees the big nationalist movements, populist movements going, the yellow vest, so much more with Gerald Celente in a moment. But here is Congresswoman Jay Appal. From just minutes ago, I told you about it. How dare you? The children are crying. But meanwhile, people show up like 7 or 8 adults, 20 kids. No one knows who's who. They have no ID. It was the ACLU sued back under Bush like 15 years ago and said you've got to separate kids from adults. And they just lie about this and say it's Trump. We've made conditions better. And even the Senate report said a lot of kids going to sex slavery who weren't checked. And she just sits here in this big act. Well, the Democrats won't stand when Trump says, let's not abort babies after they're born. So beyond pro-life, pro-choice, I mean, that's where we've gotten. They can't have the cake and eat it, too. So here it is.
Being with us, our country is still reeling from the horrors of family separation that occurred at the border. I was the first member of Congress to talk to hundreds of women and men who had been ripped apart
from their children. Hundreds of thousands killed in Mexico.
Federal detention, federal prison, to talk to those women. Many of them had not.
This woman would end our civilization if she could.
They sat in the room next door as they heard their children yelling for them. And they were not able to go and speak to their children.
God, these people are sick.
And for weeks, they didn't know where their children were.
Hey, pause. Shouldn't have let them across the desert with no ID. I mean, again, these people commit these huge crimes, and the left bitches and complains and gets in our face and tries to make us guilty, and they're just a group of child trafficking monsters. Let's continue.
These women, most of the men, were seeking asylum. And your department, instead of allowing them their legal right to seek asylum, your department instead imposed a zero humanity policy to
pause prosecute. Again. The UN broke Europe. They're breaking us, organizing millions to invade. They're almost all military age men. They use a few kids as shields. They meant to overwhelm the judges and collapse the country. This is the plan. And this woman knows it. Let's continue. We'll get Gerald's Sunday Steak. Go ahead.
Proceedings resulting in the U.S. government tearing thousands of children from their moms and dads, and this is still happening. And the truth is, we may not know how many children were separated from their parents. So, Mr. Whitaker, you were Attorney General, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Chief of Staff at the time. Is that correct?
Of the zero tolerance policy being implemented?
You were his Chief of Staff at the time.
At what point in time? I was
of the family separation policy. Let me just tell you,
I'm sorry, there was no family separation policy.
There was
a tolerance policy.
This has been given four Pinocchios multiple times. I'm just going to tell you, you were former Attorney General's Chief of Staff at the time. Last month, Senator Merkley...
Hit pause again. I'm going to go to Joel on this. They have this thing where, oh, Snopes or one of our paid groups says you're a Pinocchio. Like if Whitaker goes, the sky's blue, they go, no, it's not. We have a group that says four Pinocchios. Then go move to Mexico or Venezuela, you dumb, ignorant blob. Stop coming here and just bitching that we're the most open country in the world and trying to shame us because you want to use our Christian ethos against it, you ugly witch. Go back to her.
By senior officials at the Department of Justice and Homeland Security outlining policies to separate children from their families. Were you aware of this memo at the time?
No.
So as the Chief of Staff, you were not aware of what your boss was doing?
Was the memo, I'm sorry, you're talking about the leaked memo or the memo that General Sessions issued?
There was a leaked draft memo by senior officials at the Department of Justice. You were the Chief of Staff. I would think you would know, and you would be a senior official, you would know about that memo. The memo stated that a policy of criminally prosecuting parents would require close coordination between DHS and the Department of Health and Human Services, which would be tasked with housing children separated from their moms and dads. And yet a report released by the Government Accountability Office last October says that DHS and HHS were, quote, unaware that you're...
That's enough for her. So, again, just we have a totally open border. Do whatever you want. This is a total joke. And Gerald, I appreciate you joining us. You got a lot to cover when we come back next segment. But just on this whole subject, what do you make of this?
Well, again, you know, one of our top trends for 2019 is human waves. And you're looking at Latin America, for Central America, over, according to a Gallup poll survey, nearly 27% of the people want to leave those regions because of the violence, the corruption, and the inability to get any jobs. So let's go back. How to stop it? Number one, it goes back to Occupy Peace, the movement that I've started, OccupyPeace.com. Close all the bases overseas and bring the troops back to protect the homeland. That's the first thing. Number two, I suggested, this is my suggestion on how to solve this problem. Let the people vote. And it's a very simple referendum. Do you want to spend X billions of dollars to construct a wall? You have yes or no. Or B, you could say yes or no. Or B, yes, I want to bring in more refugees and immigrants. It will cost me X amount of dollars for each one that comes in. So what I say to people, if you want to house them, if you want to educate them, if you want to take care of their health care, if you want to feed them, then that's your choice. But don't tell me that I have to do the same thing. So I'm saying I believe we should have a national referendum. Open the borders or close the borders. It's as simple as that. And, by the way, how come we don't hear this kind of vitriol coming from that congresswoman about what they're doing in Hungary, what they're doing in Austria, what they're doing in Poland, what they're doing in the Czech Republic, what they're now doing in Italy? They cannot, they don't want other people coming in until they could take care of their own. Oh, and I forgot Germany. And you look what happened to Angela Merkel because she allowed some 2 million refugees come in. And now you can see the other movements going on against it. So what I'm saying is, who are these people, these little privileged people, to tell us what to do? Let the people vote. If we could bank online, we could vote online. This should be a referendum of the American people, not the political interests.
And you forgot Brazil, Italy. Brazil's closed its borders with Venezuela. I mean, you've got collapsing countries on your border. You can't let that happen.
Exactly. And again, all these people, that congresswoman, hey, you, bring in a family, bring in as many people as you want. You pay for their education, you feed them, you house them, and you pay for their health care. So unless you do that, don't give me your BS, because talk is cheap. Put your money where your mouth is, capisce?
Well, we know the UN's using third world populations as an invasion force, and I don't blame people wanting to come here. The difference is we don't have an educational system that can deprogram these people, and they're all voting for socialism, basically, and that's the crisis. We're going to come back, Gerald. I want to get your take on the 2020 field. I mean, you've got some private predictions. I don't know if you want to share those yet about who you think their golden man or woman is, and what you think Trump should do on many fronts, because I'm critical on Trump not fighting internet censorship, and you know, I agree we shouldn't go take over Venezuela, but if it collapses, what do you do? But I want to ask you, we'll just starting now, though. It is good that he tried to get out of Afghanistan and Syria, but then the government and both parties threatened to impeach him and just say no. I mean, that talk about deep state, my goodness. What do you think about that as we go to break? I mean, just the refusal.
Well, it is the deep state. They don't want it. And they don't want to do a lot of the things that he wants. And it's very clear with Afghanistan and Syria. And so, again, go back to the first day he was elected. The headline in USA Today, new president wins with 74 lawsuits or something like that. It's been an attack on Trump since the beginning because he has really destroyed both political parties in so many ways. And he's the forerunner of the populist movement.
That's right. And it's happening all over the world. So good things are happening all over the world.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Home. homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a very entitled, petulant power structure in both parties of this country, and they've hired a lot of yes men and a lot of cowards to work for them. And only because of personal experience growing up when I was a kid and other things, I've known FBI agents that were like baseball team coaches and super nice and worked 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, you know, trying to stop money launderers and bank robbers. But those are the guys and gals that never move up. The people at the top are the worst mafia, not just this country, but the world has ever seen. And I have experienced it. I mean, I've gotten good information from FBI agents and federal marshals that was national news. And I've also had them try to, you know, set me up. But it was always special political crony groups. And if we could just clean those out, we'd have a better start. But let me tell you something. When you get the raw footage of CNN setting up and being directed by the FBI like a Steven Spielberg movie. And I only got it at 9 a.m. this morning. It was FedEx to me overnight. We were here waiting. We thought the truck would come at 10. It came at like 9:15. We ran in. There was, you know, a ton of it. And then there's the train wreck of trying to grab it and blow people's faces. And then just all of it, it drives me crazy. But you're sitting there, and, like, I didn't want to believe they're patting the camera guy on the back. I didn't want to believe they lied and violated federal law and released an indictment before they should, even though they messed up and sent it to Roger, and CNN had the day stamp the day before the grand jury even actually billed it. CNN had it. So CNN is just such at the heart of this, and the raw video, the articles are now on Infowars.com. If you want to go see those for yourself, and I noticed this has been out a few hours, no coverage. You'd think something like this, like, hey, here's the raw footage at Roger Stone's house that shows CNN out there with the FBI directing the camera, and they're talking and setting up the tripod, the FBI's there patting them on the back, and you'd think, like, that would be huge, but no. It's so powerful. They're all meeting right now and trying to figure out what to do. An attorney general, acting attorney general Whitaker, you know, said, yeah, we need basically a criminal investigation of this. That's today before this is out, Gerald. But people have to understand, like, if I'm going to release something like that, there's no group above me giving me orders. And it's not even go ahead, Gerald.
No, there should be a criminal investigation. And it's disgusting that they're in bed with the media. Again, that's why I call them prostitutes. They get paid to put out. And by their Washington whore masters, the corporate Johns. And this is the perfect example of it. This is a disgrace. And again, that the people that executed this, I mean, how come they didn't fight against their higher up and say, no, we can't do this. This isn't right. We're going to arrest a guy serving with a warrant and put on a show like this? Why are we doing this? So where's the morality is what I'm saying.
Oh, they're not stopping the smugglers with kidnapped kids. Oh, leave them alone. No, but some guy with no criminal record, let's stage a whole event to make it look like he's guilty. I mean, you're literally becoming like dress-up people here.
Well, that's what they do because the people think, for example, that an indictment is a judgment. And they keep, you know, that, and it's not. But that's what they do. So it makes it look like he did something wrong and now he's paying for it.
Well, here's an example. There's another New York Times article out today, and it's like, judge rules that Jones has got to show his marketing for Sandy Hook. As if we ever go, we're going to cover a news article. What's our marketing? Marketing is a T-shirt or a book or a video or a water filter. I go out and look, what's the best-selling thing? What's really good for people? What can I buy in mass and undercut the competition? But they're like, it's like in the court filing, give us the marketing. And they're like, well, the judge will get mad if you don't give them that marketing. It's like saying the judge will get mad if you don't give them that purple unicorn you've got in the back seat, you know, or in the closet, or if you don't give us that Martian you've got. It's like Sandy Hook was barely something we ever even covered. The media made that who I was, then won't shut up about it. And at the end of the New York Times, they go, crazies keep coming after the parents. Jones won't stop. So we've got to take him out. Meanwhile, for years, I'm like, I thought it happened. Don't go to their houses. But it's like a unified press involved in fraud. I don't know how you deal with it, Gerald.
Well, you can't. And again, they are involved in fraud. Like you said, you know, it's a whole different media out there. Where you have six companies control 90% of the media, and you can see their favoritism, whether it's, you know, Fox on one side or all the rest on the other side. So that's all it is. It's the corporate media. There is no free media. And that's why, by the way, everyone listening should do all you can to support InfoWars. I buy their products. They're great. They're first class. And if we don't have this, it's going to be a censorship nation. And it's going on around the world. They're closing down everybody that doesn't follow their pitch. So we're in a very dangerous time. Matter of fact, that's another one of our top trends for 2019 is censorship. 2019, it's only going to get worse.
What's going to happen, you think, with the socialist and like the mainline Democratic Party now sounding like Che Guevara and Joe Stalin?
Well, you know, we were the first magazine to call Donald Trump a winner in May of 2016. And our forecast of the Democratic presidential candidate we're making now and on your show, it's going to be Beto O'Rourke. And the reason being, you mentioned before about the socialist thing, that only plays to one audience. Beto O'Rourke is going to be able to get a lot of young people. Most importantly, I wrote about this in the Trends Journal in 2008 when Oprah took Obama under her wing. I've been on Oprah twice. I've been on every major media show, you know, name it, from Brian Williams, and all of them, you know. And nobody put on a show like her. No one. She was the queen of TV talk. When she took Obama under her wing, and we wrote about this in the Trends Journal, he knew how to play that act. He never went off script. Guess what? Oprah just took Beto O'Rourke under her wing, hugged him in front of everybody, had him on her show, and now you're going to start seeing more and more publicity promoting him. And we had made this forecast, by the way. I said on David Knight a couple of days ago, to yesterday's New York Times, and I told my staff this was going to happen on Monday, yesterday's New York Times, a front page story of Beto O'Rourke when he lived in New York, you open it up to the back, a full page, and you know what it's filled with? Nothing. An empty shell. And what they also leave out is that Beto's daddy-in-law is a billionaire, and they know how to raise money. This is going to be the white Obama.
I agree. Out of the whole field, they're making the socialists all look terrible. But meanwhile, he's just as globalist as they are. And Beto O'Rourke and his whole sweaty shirt routine is fake. Oh, it looks like this, like Bernie Sanders. I mean, he is just, what a disgusting joke.
It's nothing. You read this article. Everybody listening, go to yesterday's New York Times and read Beto O'Rourke. Nothing. The guy's a total loser of nothing. If daddy wasn't an important guy over there around where he lived and his uncle didn't have a place, this guy was a nobody, a zero. And that's all he is. But hey, Alex Jones, add up Obama. What are the O's? Obama, zero. A zero nothing community organizer who organized nothing. Brought in by the Pritzker family, who owns the higher chain. A nothing, a nobody. They're doing the same thing with this nobody. The millennials, the Generation Z, all those young people that haven't voted before, that's who they're going to get out, plus all the other people on the other side.
That's right. They're beta test, they're the veto test. I mean, they almost turned Texas blue. And now they're going to try to launch Beto. I mean, I agree with you. I think Beto, even more than Kamala Harris or all these other people, I mean, I think he's their main weapon.
Yep. That's our forecast. He's going to be it. And you're going to start looking at the publicity that he's going to get. Why they put this story in the New York Times today? It was totally worthless. I'll tell you why. Because they paid to get it in there one way or another.
Well, he's the anointed serial killer lookalike. I mean, he's our God. He's our Lord. He's totally fake. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We've got so much more coming up in the next hour. The big exclusive is on Infowars.com. CNN caught staging the raid with the FBI. They are in big trouble.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.